Georgia's the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia senators hold a meeting on the impact of social media and artificial intelligence on children. The city of Macon tries to entice newcomers with a new benefits package from their Chamber of Commerce. And research from the University of Georgia details potential health risks for imported seafood.
Consuming it directly, then that bacterium, those genetic material, are going into your gastrointestinal system. They might cause an infection in immunocompromised or in a clinical setting.
Today is Tuesday, September 2nd. I'm Chase McGee, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia state lawmakers are expressing their support for employees of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. GPB's Sarah Callis reports on Tuesday's press conference.
Former CDC employees and lawmakers gathered at the state capitol holding signs in support of the CDC. They say cuts made by the Trump administration could gut years of progress in public health. Dan Jernigan, a former program director at the CDC, calls cuts to programming as well as the firing of Director Susan Menares, quote, death by a thousand cuts.
We need to do everything we can to work with the current administration as we can, but also to get folks out there and ask that science be put first, ideology put second, and that we can get back to protecting Americans here.
The White House said on Friday that Menares was let go because she did not align with the priorities of the administration. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Georgia senators held the first of a series of hearings last week on the impact of social media and artificial intelligence on children. Experts and lawmakers testified last week that technology has disrupted children's lives. Legislators are considering various ways of regulating technology companies. The State General Assembly passed a law aimed at protecting children from social media last year. The law passed with bipartisan support, but is tied up in court. A new program in Macon aims to lure people to town with the offer of a benefits package, including cash. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The Choose Macon program offers $2,500 and things like temporary parking ticket amnesty and co-working space to qualifying people who agree to move to town. Macon Chamber of Commerce Vice President J.R. Olive says the program is aimed at people in bigger cities like Dallas or Austin. The message? Macon probably has less of what you don't like about your current city and will help you make friends.
We're literally opening the door and saying, love to have you here. What would you like to do? And we can point you in the direction of people who are doing that, you know, also doing that thing and hopefully build a sense of community around you.
Macon added population for the first time in decades last year. The new recruiting effort comes on the heels of a similar program in Columbus. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
As Georgia COVID rates rise, people who want to get the latest vaccine as it hits pharmacy shelves over the coming weeks will likely face a new hitch. They'll need a doctor's prescription, at least for now. Pharmacies became a key distributor of COVID shots during the pandemic, and many Georgians are getting used to annual flu and COVID shots there. But uncertainty about how the federal government is regulating the newest COVID shots has created a new wrinkle in that process. Many pharmacies in Georgia say they'll require a prescription for the shot until an influential federal committee meets and makes firm recommendations on who should get it. Those pharmacies include CVS as well as independent drugstores. Imported seafood, including shrimp and scallops, can introduce drug-resistant genes to medications to treat infections. The findings come from a study released by the University of Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
A researcher at UGA found mobile colistin resistance, or MCR, genes on imported seafood that's sold in Georgia. The risk to public health includes the ability to use colistin, a drug of last resort, to treat complex bacterial infections. Scientists had already confirmed the genes in wastewater before finding it in seafood. Ismat Kasem is with UGA's Center for Food Safety.
But if you are consuming it directly, then that bacterium, those genetic material, are going into your gastrointestinal system. They might cause an infection in immunocompromised or in a clinical setting.
He says locally sourced shrimp is much easier to inspect and control. Between 65 and 85% of seafood in the U.S. is imported. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The Georgia site of one of the largest slave auctions in American history is up for sale. The property in a drab industrial area on the west side of Savannah is where 436 men, women, and children were sold over 2 days in an 1859 event that has come to be known as the Weeping Time. No historical marker identifies the site, although one was erected about a quarter mile away in 2008. Local pastor Larry Gordon leads an effort to protect the property.
Securing this site can restore for Georgia, United States, and the world, just like where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned. It's a worldwide trumpet to call us back to humanity.
He and others worry that without government or private backing to buy the land, it could be turned over for industrial use. In business news, a Taiwan-based solar panel maker plans to build a $250 million manufacturing facility in southwest Georgia's Colquitt County. Energy Tech Corporation on Friday said the plant in Moultrie is expected to create 1,300 jobs after a multi-year ramp-up. Construction on the site is expected to begin later this year. The Georgia Department of Community Affairs is proposing new rules aimed at allowing the state agency to resume its reviews of new data center projects. Back in July, the DCA called for a temporary pause to state reviews of data centers under its procedures for so-called developments of regional impact. Environmental advocates complained the move would let data centers, with their huge impact on energy and water supplies, win approval without sufficient scrutiny. The Brookhaven City Council has approved funding for multi-use paths and sidewalks. That includes a 10-foot-wide path that will run along North Druid Hills Road, connecting south of Sylvan Circle to the Oglethorpe Brookhaven MARTA station. ADA-accessible ramps, crosswalks, lighting, and streetscaping will be installed. And the Atlanta Track Club is planning what the organization calls a transformative investment in the future of running and walking in Atlanta. The club last week unveiled a strategic plan whose centerpiece is the development of a state-of-the-art indoor track and field center. The facility would be designed to attract runners of all levels, from beginners to Olympic-level athletes, as well as local, national, and international track and field events. The track club still has to launch a capital campaign and secure land for the site. Savannah Mayor Van Johnson says he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer for a second time. At his weekly news conference Tuesday morning, Johnson said he was diagnosed and treated earlier this year and remains, quote, Savannah strong. Johnson was diagnosed and treated for prostate cancer in 2021. He reminds people that nearly 1 in 8 men in the U.S. will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. He urged men to talk to their doctors about getting tested.
So this is very, very serious to me personally. However, you did not see me miss a beat.
September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Researchers in Georgia and South Carolina have identified two new species of bass, previously mistaken for the more common red-eye bass living in the South. Bud Freeman is with the University of Georgia's Odom School of Ecology. He says he first saw the unique bass nearly 40 years ago in an angler's cooler.
And he flipped open the cooler lid, and I said, my goodness, because I knew that's not a red-eye bass. It's not the same.
After decades of work, a study classifies two new species of bass, Bartram's bass and the Altamaha bass. But Freeman wants to emphasize these bass aren't new at all.
I think it's important to say that these are old species with their own evolutionary trajectory, if you will. People didn't put them there.
Freeman says it's important from a preservation perspective, but it also gives anglers something new to catch in Georgia.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.
In Georgia sports, the Atlanta Braves said today that right-hand pitcher Ian Anderson has been assigned to the Columbus Clingstones active roster. He'll start in the Clingstones game tonight against the Montgomery Biscuits at Synovus Park. This will be Anderson's first appearance in AA since 2019 with the Mississippi Braves. Anderson played a key role in Atlanta's 2021 World Series win. He pitched five no-hit innings in Game 3 against Houston to help the Braves win their first World Series since 1995. That's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you'd like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. If you haven't hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment right now and keep us current in your podcast feed. Got feedback? We'd love to hear it. Send us an email at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Chase McGee. We'll see you tomorrow.
Georgia is the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.